You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we are welcoming into the studio now Philip Hadfield of Cut Off Your Hands. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
How are you going?
Going pretty good.
Pretty good this morning?
Yeah, very good. I found a park that was reasonably close.
That is quite handy. An achievement around here, yeah.
Oh man, don't you know it.
Philip is of course not a stranger to the BFM studio. The host of Tuesday Nights.
10 till 12.
10 till 12.
Universal harmony.
but
it's good to be here this morning.
Yeah, we're here to talk about Cut Off Your Hands rather than that. Yeah,
yeah. So I am here with my Cut Off Your Hands hat off on. And the other guys can't make it today. I guess the story of our life as a band right now is that we're all leading like different lives and that sort of thing. But
exciting
news is we've got a new single out today and we are going to be premiering that track today.
And so you've got a little selection of other songs that you're saying are kind of like a musical influence leading up to this track. Is that
a reflection of like our creative development, I guess, more specifically in the early days, but then how it compares to now as well, because our latest round of tracks are kind of in a way going back to our early influences of, you know, Talking Heads, Television, you know, kind of no wave post-punk type stuff. With a different lens, you know, it's been, just over 12 years, 10 years since the first EP and we were first a band. And so that music has stuck with us, but we find that we're listening to it in different ways or we're finding new things about it. And that's helping us explore our writing as well. So I thought, for the My Winning Mixtape, that I would start with two kind of like very obviously no wave post-punk songs like influenced our live show more than anything. And perhaps, this first song from X Models is a track called Sex Automata, which was released in 2003. And when we first saw this, we just were so excited and we wanted to replicate the energy that band had at like performing live. And they were signed to a label called French Kiss that we eventually ended up on, based out of New York, with Les Savvy Fav and Passion Pit Crocodiles and stuff like that. When we were quite young at this time, we were, you know, just kind of forming like a year or two into playing music together. And I don't know, wonder what your thoughts are as well.
Yeah, I'm keen to hear, because like the live show has always been a really big thing for you guys as well, eh? I mean...
Absolutely, and it's for any band I'd recommend energy. That they, you know, like, I mean, it's... everyone from Elton John to it's like a live show is worth 10 practices. We were told very early on that you need to play 80 shows each year to be recognized by a major label, and you know, we did that, and that forced us to, you know, to think outside of the box and play outside of Auckland and head down to Hamilton, Christchurch, Wellington more often. We got to Australia a lot sooner than some of our peers just because we're like, okay, well, if that's what it takes to get signed by a major label, then we'll do that. Then that's fine. And all it took was some commitment, and you know, the band that stays together is a band that does well. So, like that. Yeah, definitely. Like the influence of, like, you know, we started looking out for bands or other artists that were doing something really exciting live, and trying to like dissect that and figure out what they were doing and how that could, you know, how we could use that to influence what we were doing and that sort of thing.
So that's one of the tracks here.
This is the track, so I wonder what people think.
Cool, let's go for it.
We'll be right back.
him. Who? You just crashed into Mimesa Demio.
I crashed into you. You just crashed into me.
No, you merged incorrectly. Merged like a zipper. No. Z-I-P-P-A.
I was merging like a zipper.
Not like any zip I've ever seen.
What kind of zip goes 232?
The kind of zips we have in Kohimarama. What are you doing? Don't you know the road?
Do all your clothes fall apart?
What are you listening to?
I'm listening to BFM Drive.
Oh my god, I'm listening to BFM Drive.
Shut up.
No, I won't shut up. I love it so much.
Shut
I like talking
up.
About it. It's
I
my
love
favorite
it.
Radio station
it's
thing.
It's my favorite too. Hey.
What are you doing?
Should we get married?
Oh my god, why are you down on one knee?
Will you marry me?
Of course I will. Oh my god, this is the best day of my life.
I'm so happy. Oh my god, I have to call my mum.
Yeah, what's her name?
Tammy.
Cute. Should we take your car or mine?
I don't know if either of them will drive.
Taxi.
Let's get an Uber.
You can come back there. Taxi. Nice.
Good shit happens when you let BFM drive into your precious automobile. Every weekday from 4 till 7, Johnny and Big Hungry sweeten the blow of your homeward commute with all the good features and all the good tunes to keep you ticking along. BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry, every weekday from 4 till 7.
Before the break, we had X Models with Sex Automatic. It was a selection by Philip from Cut Off Your Hands as one of the early influences, you're saying, for you guys in terms of live show and music. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
both.
Like
yeah,
first EP type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the next one?
First album. So the next track is by Arabon Radar. It's called Number 5, and that is off Soak the Saddle, which was out in 1999. Similar kind of thing. And this was almost like a rite of passage. If you, around the time 2003, when we were starting out, if you were a fan of Arabon Radar and you met somebody else that was as well, you instantly become friends. And like even, I think, yeah, I mean, my memory's a bit hazy from that time, but, you know, when we befriended Foles and, you know, just the way we got in contact with them was like over the internet and stuff. And, you know, some of their guitar work as well reminded us of Arabon Radar and like a few bands of the time. And, you know, as soon as like, you know, we recognized that in them. They were like, well, you guys get us. That's cool. Let's tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, for us, this track or this band, like the guitars, like really shaped kind of our approach to playing guitars and kind of like the duel, guitars bouncing off each other. And we'll hear that a little bit later on in the new single.
New one, yeah. Exciting. Cool.
Nice.
Let's get into it.
Cool.
Which one was that again?
Arabon Radar, number 5. It's the first track, but it's called Number 5. They are a weird group.
That's just confusing.
Love that band. Absolutely love that band. Wish I could have seen them live, but I didn't. I got to see X Models live. That was amazing.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So the next track is by Orange Juice and a song called Rip It Up. This is kind of like on the other side of us getting really interested in kind of like underground alternative music. You know, the classics like Talking Heads and Television and The Cure, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of in a way, like this track, yeah, represented like the kind of like the more mainstream side of that for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, melody has always been quite important to Cut Off Your Hands and like a good lyric. And so this was a song that had kind of like a really interesting lyric as well. I'm sure everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I'll just hit play.
Go for it.
And we segued into this track from our song You and I at the Out of the Way Festival. Some of the people were there, they might have picked that. But
is You and I, that was the old one, eh?
The song You and I, yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Change from the first two tracks you brought in.
So more focused on, as I said, lyrics and melody, and with a bit of kind of that no wave, but in a different way going on.
Mm.
And so this next song that we'll play is by Talking Heads, Cross-Eyed and Painless. And this is kind of like a really good segue to our new single, kind of like in the way that what I mentioned before, we're a bit back interested in our early influences, like Talking Heads, that had a really big effect on our first EP.
Yeah. And still does now, I guess, if it's...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, will it ever go away?
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
Like, kind of like Bowie, right? Like,
yeah. I mean,
just timeless
stuff. Pretty timeless, yeah.
So we'll push play on that right now.
I feel like
enjoying some Talking Heads here, the last of the tracks of the Cut Off Your Hands morning mixtape we've had this morning. Well, not the very last. The very last is going to be your new single.
The radio premiere. Yeah. If we had a drummer in here, we could ask for a drum roll. But I think I should explain a little bit of the lyrics first as well. Because, you know, some people are like, oh, I hate somebody. It's perfect timing. You know, the American elections and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
The song is about kind of like greed and gentrification. And at the time of writing the song, Nick was living in or on Crummer Road in Grey Lynn, and he was noticing the change of the character of the neighborhood, like, you know, kind of people with money coming in and, you know, the shitty villas starting to sell for like over $1.5 million. And yeah, so kind of like the inhabitants responding to the old Crummer Road and like in the way that, you know, you'll notice a lyric about Kim, who was standing on the corner calling out to cats. And there was actually a time when Nick was coming home and one of the neighbors was spraying his hose at Kim to like kind of shoo her away, which is like, why the fuck would you do that? You're a terrible human being. But then one of the other neighbors went and like patted the guy on the back. And
yeah.
It's like, who are these people like dislodging what it is that was, you know, made Crummer Road great in the beginning? Mm. And we kind of like saw a similar thing in San Francisco with, you know, like the tech companies moving in and pushing out a lot of the culture. And that kind of like niggly antisocial, anti-community behavior that...
sort of taking over, I guess. Like
some people, I don't know, call it less culture or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, sometimes you just hate somebody.
Yeah. And that's what's in the song.
All right, here we go.
Here it is. It's going to be out on Vice as well with video this afternoon, or maybe now, so check it out.
Yeah, so it's online now, and it will be up on Bandcamp this afternoon. Check it out. Hey, thanks for having me, Eliza.
Thank you so much for coming in. Definitely check you out at Laneway. And make sure you see Cut Up Your Hands at Laneway.
Yeah, I'll play more of this stuff tonight as well. So tune in at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yes, tonight. God, it is Tuesday. Tune in tonight. Universal Harmony.
Thanks. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.